Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Jack Osborne, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Hey, this is Tommy Clefetis, drummer for Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
This is Rudy Sarzo, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Everybody, what the hell's going on? This is Zach Wild from Black Label Society and the Ozzy Osbourne Band, and we're all doing a hang, throwing back some cold ones, and we're talking metal. Take it easy.
This is Blasco from Ozzy Osbourne. You're listening to Talking Metal.
Hello, this is Tony Iommi, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast, home of all things hard rock and heavy metal. I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. Now, let's get things started with the Talking Metal theme song, written by Rob Halford, Metal Mike, and Roy Z.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. My name is Mark Striegel. I'm so glad you could join us for this episode. It's a great one. We got some great music and some great discussion. We're going to hear some great songs by Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne, and we're going to talk about a great new TV show called Ozzy and Jack's World Detour. It's on every Sunday night on the History Channel. You got to check this out. It's so much fun. The people over at History Channel have been great to me. They've allowed me to see a lot of the episodes, some of which haven't aired yet. And the one that airs this Sunday, you guys have to tune into because I'm going to let Jack tell us about it, but it's off the hook. It ends with a truly emotional moment for anybody who's a fan of Ozzy or the Blizzard of Oz record specifically. And Jack's going to tell us about what goes down at the end of this week's Ozzy and Jack's World Detour episode. Tune in live at 10 o'clock on the History Channel Sunday night. My friend Matt Ginsburg is somebody who worked on the show. And I just want to say, Matt, thank you so much for making this interview with Jack happen. And thank you so much, Matt, too, for bringing us this great show. Also wanted to thank Charlotte, who works with Jack. She helped line up the interview. And also, back over at the History Channel, we need to thank Kristen, who works in the press department and also was instrumental in lining this interview up. Cool. And wow, what a week for the Osborne family and myself. I mean, I just feel like this is amazing. I've had Jack on the show this week. I don't like to say things before they happen, but I'm probably going to be having a kind of member of Black Sabbath on the show. And you'll see what I mean by that. A guy who's on tour with them right now. Not Ozzy Geezer or Tony, but somebody else who is making music with them every night is probably going to be on the show. I'm hoping to meet up with him at his hotel once he settles in New York City. And I'm going to see Sabbath, 8th freaking row, dudes. PNC Art Center, Homedale, New Jersey. One of my favorite places to see shows. I just love seeing shows there. So many great shows I've seen there through the years. And my wife and I, usually when we're going there, we go all out and get the VIP tickets or whatever and pay an arm and a leg and get up front. Everybody thinks I get the tickets for free because I have this podcast. Guess again, guys, I don't buy a lot of stuff for myself. You know, it's all about my kids and family at this point. But when it comes to tickets, I do splurge because I like to be, you know, closer to the stage, as close as possible, as close as I can afford. And that's what's going on with Sabbath. We'll be there, 8th row, dead center. Cannot wait. It's this Tuesday. And yeah, so enough of my blabbing. Let's get into some music right now, and then we'll follow that up with my interview, a 15-minute interview with Jack Osborne. He's going to tell us all about this great show that's on History Channel every Sunday night for the next month or two, at least, at 10 o'clock. So tune in, set your DVRs, and check it out. World Detour is the show with Ozzy and Jack. So anyways, here we go. Some Sabbath, a little sound sample. To get the whole thing, go to iTunes and buy it. This is Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, followed by my interview with Jack Osborne.
Truth is Hello, Jack.
Hello, Mom.
Hey, Jack. Thanks so much for doing this.
No problem. Thank you.
Great. I've had the pleasure of seeing a bunch of the episodes that are currently airing, and they're excellent. And I just, general question up top here, where did the whole idea for this TV show come from?
The idea kind of came from, it's actually really kind of organic. I was having a conversation with a colleague of mine, and we were kind of spitballing just some ideas, and she kind of blurted out. She's like, well, what, would you ever do a history show with your dad? And, you know, my answer is, sure, I would do that, but getting my dad to do TV is a totally other story. You know, he's, you know, having done the Osbournes, and he kind of didn't really enjoy, I don't think he was overly thrilled with the experience of working in television, and his whole thing is like, I'm a musician, this is what I do. And so it was like kind of convincing him would, I figured would be the hard part about this whole equation. And so I just thought nothing of it. And then about 6 weeks went by and I'm in a car with him. And I just was like, hey, you know, would you ever want to do a history show with me? And he was like, yeah, I'll do that. That sounds like fun. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Right.
So went back and kind of got everything all sorted and packaged and, you know, went on our merry way with shopping at the networks.
Cool. And History is the network that it's on every Sunday at 10 p.m. on the History Channel again. And you guys go all over the place during the course of this season. And I want to specifically talk about a couple of the places that you end up. But first off, where was your favorite place to visit with your dad?
Man, you know, it's funny because I really, really loved a little about everywhere we went. Probably off the top of my head, you know, as far as country, you know, we went to Cuba and that was a really amazing experience to go.
Right.
And just check that place. I mean, granted, you know, we're in Havana, so I often think, you know, it's probably their best foot forward.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful. The place was, I mean, like nowhere I've ever been. I've traveled a lot and I've been to a lot of really cool places, but Cuba was definitely a unique destination and the food was amazing. The people were just awesome. But then, you know, we went to Rapid City, South Dakota. You know, we did an episode of kind of going to Rushmore, and that was an amazing place. You talk about a flyover state that you just never really think anything of, but, like, this place was awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I love traveling, so everywhere I go, I will always kind of find something I really enjoy.
And how long were you guys on the road doing this? Because, I mean, again, you're all over the place.
It takes about 5 days to do an episode. So, you know, it was about 10 weeks altogether, you know, but we just staggered it over probably a 4-month, 5-month period.
Nice. Now, you know, I'm a massive fan of your dad's. And one thing I grew up always hearing was the story about him being banned from, San Antonio in Texas?
San Antonio, yeah.
Yeah, for urinating on the Alamo. And I found this part of the show really interesting because it was, you know, a part of Ozzy's history that you go into here. And you really uncover some stuff that a lot of us fans never knew. And can you explain what you discover about the whole myth of him pissing on the Alamo?
Sure. I mean, like, you know, I'm sure most of your listeners will know the backstory or the legend that is.
Right. Definitely.
You know, Dad got drunk with Motley Crue in San Antonio, and it was like 9 a.m. and he went for a walk and he was wearing a woman's dress and he allegedly urinated up the Alamo and then immediately got arrested for it. And kind of through poking around and doing research, you know, we kind of discovered that there's a lot of kind of different eyewitness accounts, whether he actually urinated on the Alamo or on this monument that's across the street from the Alamo, which doesn't necessarily make it any better or worse because it's a war monument, you know, dedicated to the soldiers that died there.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I don't know which one is worse. But when we uncovered his police record, it turned out he didn't get arrested for public urination. He got arrested for just being for public intoxication. So I guess maybe because the cop didn't actually witness him peeing, they couldn't get him for that. So maybe they just got him for being drunk in public.
So is there a chance that maybe he didn't pee anywhere in the area?
You know, there is a chance, but there's enough people saying that he did urinate at some point at the Alamo.
Okay.
The funny thing is, though, in kind of researching this and, like, putting the episode together, you know, we found out that when people go to the Alamo, they ask more questions about my dad peeing on the Alamo than they do about Davy Crockett.
Wow. Wow, it's crazy.
Which is kind of funny. You know, and I joke in the episode, I'm like, you're literally one of the only people who pissed their way into history books.
Right on. You know, this Sunday, there's another great episode airing again on 10 o'clock on the History Channel. But the ending of this episode really hit an emotional nerve in me when I was watching it, because you guys head into to this place called Iron Mountain, and you do something really cool while you're there. And to see your father's reaction to what you're doing while you're there, it just really is an emotional moment. Can you talk a little bit about what's going to go down in this week's episode at Iron Mountain?
Sure. So this week's episode, like you said, you know, we go to Iron Mountain, and Iron Mountain is a privately owned kind of storage facility. But when I mean storage facility, I mean, they have, like, you know, all of Corbis, you know, the photo company, they have all of their photos in there. They've got Sony DMG's archives, you know, all the master tapes are stored in there.
Right.
They've got, I mean, a lot of places when we were driving around, they're like, don't film that. Don't mention this on camera, because it's really, like, by all accounts, it's kind of like a nuclear doomsday bunker. Like, people store stuff in there because theoretically it will survive a nuclear explosion. And what kind of drew us to this place is, well, because I said, you know, Sony BMG stored their master tapes there, and that's where a lot of my dad's masters are kept. And so in this episode, we bring him down there, and we listen to the masters of, you know, recording of Crazy Train and, you know, and some of the studio sessions from Blizzard of Oz, and that stuff my dad hadn't heard in 35, 36 years.
Yeah.
So it's really, you know, and I think, you know, for him, it's such a painful kind of thing, I think, you know, beneath it all, because of, you know, the loss of Randy.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, and they're isolating, like, you know, Randy's guitar, and you can literally hear Randy's fingers, like, sliding up and down the fret. It was really bizarre. It's kind of strange. It was almost like owning up a time capsule.
Yeah, and I mean, it seemed like a real heavy moment for him. How was he after the fact when you guys left there? Did he seem rattled by it, or was he happy that you'd done it?
He was a little rattled by it. I think everyone was expecting him to be more, like, excitable, but, you know, I think we don't. You know, there's a level of trauma that's so associated with what happened, and still something that is almost, you know, you'd have to be a special kind of person to completely process that kind of loss and to the kind of the way it happened. So,
yeah.
You know, for my dad, it's still, you know, it's very much an open wound still, and, you know, misses his friend dearly. And so I think hearing that kind of stuff just kind of churns up a lot of feelings.
Yeah, and it's absolutely insane when you guys, again, isolate the tracks, and you actually, in this episode, you get to hear Randy's solo, like, isolated, and it's not mixed with all the music and stuff. There's definitely a different sound to it that it just puts it right in your face. It's really a great episode that everyone has to tune into this Sunday night at 10 o'clock. Now, on this show, Jack, you're also not only in front of the camera, you're one of the producers on the show, and I know a number of years back you did a great documentary, God Bless Ozzy Osbourne. What do you prefer, being in front of the camera or working behind the camera and in the edit room? Where's the place you like being the most?
You know, I like having the kind of creative outlet to be able to, you know, explore and come up with cool ideas and find interesting things to kind of focus on. Because, you know, mainly I work in non-scripted, so reality TV, game shows, that kind of thing.
Right.
So I really enjoy the kind of creative process and bringing something to life. But I also really enjoy hosting stuff. So So I'm very fortunate to kind of, you know, this is actually the first time I've ever executive produced something that I've been on.
Oh,
okay. Kind of interesting. And I kind of liked it. Yeah. I kind of, in a weird kind of way, kind of, I have a lot of control. So,
right on.
It's kind of fun.
Are there any other projects you could tell us about that you're working on as far as TV shows or films?
I produced another show. Probably can't give too much info, but it's with my mom.
Okay.
And it's like a real estate show. And then just got a bunch of other stuff in development right now and trying to get that green light to move forward a series. You know, TV's a strange world with many obstacles. So it's, one minute you can wake up and, you know, you've got like 10 people being like, yeah, we'll buy that. And then you go 10 months and not one person will take a bite. So it's, there's always the ups and downs, but it's fun. It's what makes it exciting.
Right on. So your dad is heading back out on the road with Sabbath for what appears to be the final leg of the final Black Sabbath tour. I'm going to be catching him in New Jersey on this coming Tuesday, the 23rd. Will you be Will you be going out with him for any of the shows?
I don't know. I'll definitely hit up some West Coast dates, I think, because he flies in and out, and so if he's around, when he hubs out of his house in LA,
right,
I'll probably jump on the plane with him, catch a gig here and there. But I'm definitely going to go to the finale, wherever that last date is. I will be there.
Yeah, the final date is February 4th in Birmingham, according to the website. And I mean, that's got to be obviously a very emotional moment for Tony Geezer and your dad. But what about you? Like, what kind of emotions do you get when you think about a final performance by Black Sabbath?
It's kind of weird, you know. And in the past, they've done like, oh, this is it, we're not touring anymore, and da 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 da. But like, I can honestly say, having been privy to like lots of conversations between, you know, the various managers and everyone, like they are not touring as Black Sabbath ever again after this. So right, it is right. A little finite. It's weird. It's almost like, I don't know. It's like, people that have those like living wakes and they like plan their own funeral before they even die.
Right.
Like,
right.
I kind of feel like that. It's like, should we mourn? They have like a level of mourning on that last gig, or right, what do we do?
Yeah. Well, they will be missed, but what a just legendary, awesome career Sabbath has had. And so amazing. But anyways, just to circle back to the show before I let you go, it's Ozzy and Jack's World Detour on the History Channel Sundays at 10 p.m. And it's great, great watch. I was actually just, they let me take a little peek at the finale, which is still a little ways away, but that's like all about music. You guys go to the studio that Elvis recorded at. And one cool thing about this show is there's a lot of music in it and a lot of your dad's music. So I think it's interesting that you were able to squeeze that in there, and I mean it's a big
part. The good thing is we know some people, so we got a good rate on dad's music. So
right on, Jack. I really appreciate you coming on and talking about Ozzy and Jack's World Detour. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the opportunity, and I appreciate the support.
The show's great. I really mean that. Have a good night.
You too. Thank
okay.
you. Take care.
Later.
Bye.
What you just heard there was a little sound sample of Crazy Train, Go Buy the Whole Thing on iTunes. That's a big part of this episode this week, the song Crazy Train. And when I say it's a big part of the episode, I'm of course talking about Ozzy and Jack's World Detour on History Channel at 10 p.m. So if you like Blizzard of Oz, if you like Ozzy, if you're a heavy metal fan, rock and roll fan, this is a show, specifically this episode, to check out, because they do some freaking stuff that's just freaking crazy, which Jack was telling us about. Like, you hear the Randy Rhoads guitar solo with them isolating it. It's so great. It's so great. Check it out. And check out every show. The season finale, which is still a ways off, I was just watching. It's great. Ozzy, in that episode, Ozzy picks up a harmonica and is like jamming the Wizard. We get to see some old classic footage of Black Sabbath in that episode. And it's really a well put together show. It's great how they kind of interweave Ozzy's history into historical events and historical places. Great job by Jack Osborne, who is one of the executive producers, and also my friend Matt Ginsburg, who is one of the people on the history side, History Channel side of this fence that worked his ass off on this show. Matt is a true talent, known him many years, and always delivers great content. One of my best memories, not that anybody cares, but one of my favorite memories of Matt Ginsburg is we worked on a Michael Jackson special together where our boss got an interview. He flew to like Thailand or somewhere and got an interview with Michael Jackson. And it was like the first interview Michael did after his big Diane Sawyer interview. And so it was kind of a big deal. And we edited it through the night. And I remember this is, you know, before the days where you'd upload stuff. You know, we physically drove the tape to Long Island and delivered it to the satellite hookup, which was called the NOC. And I remember getting out of the edit at like, you know, 5 a.m. on Saturday, driving to Long Island, dropping that tape off and coming back into the city. And it was like 9 in the morning on Saturday. We were just leaving the edit after like a marathon edit session for a few days. So yeah, a lot of memories with Matt Ginsburg. He's done a lot of great stuff at History Channel as well as Fuse and VH1 and great guy. So Matt, thanks for being the one who put the ball in motion for the Jack Osborne interview today. And thanks for giving us such a great show with Ozzy and Jack's World Detour. And on that note, this is a great Ozzy song that I feel sometimes is overlooked. Ozzy put out two great records, Black Rain and Scream. They are his, I guess, two final solo records, unless he gives us another solo record somewhere down the road. But they're two great overlooked records. And if you don't know them, go back and listen to them, because there's a lot of great tunes on these records. Adam Wakeman was heavily involved with the Scream record. I think he did a great job doing some co-writing with Ozzy and Blasco and the guys. It's great stuff. Zach, of course. Anyways, this is 11 Silver off of Black Rain by Ozzy Osbourne. Thanks, guys. Support Talking Metal by leaving us a review on iTunes, and you can use our Amazon links on talkingmetal.com. Go like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter, all that stuff. Cool. 11 Silver by Ozzy Osbourne.